Subject, me, him, and her credit. Dear Steve and Shirley, I am confused about marriage. Maybe marriage is not what I thought it was. I have questions. Man, oh man. I married this man who already had everything. I moved into his house, which he reminds me of when he is angry. Is it just me, or do other women put up with stuff like this? Okay, here it is. My husband has credit cards with another woman, his ex-girlfriend. They were together for 10 years. You heard me. My husband has credit cards with another woman, his ex-girlfriend. They were together for 10 years, but he never married her. Now, I knew he had cars with her and a few credit cards, and he is paying them off, but he is still using the credit cards to purchase things for our house. My opinion is that he should close those accounts, still pay them, but close them out. We make good money. His credit is shot, but she has excellent credit. Should I feel some type of way about that? My credit is not like hers, but it is better than his. He told me what he did before me is none of my business. Should I stay or go? Because I don't think he will close those accounts that he has with his ex. We've been married for 2 years, and this is my first marriage and his third. He says no other woman will have a problem with him having credit with another woman. My thought is to let it be another woman's problem. This is just not how I pictured marriage. There are other things, too, that that should have me walking out the door, but I just really want to know if that is how we do it nowadays. I just don't feel like that is right. Please tell me if I'm tripping. Excuse me. No! You're not tripping.
Thank
Come
you,
on
Shirley.
Now. No. No. Third wife. Think of it like this. You wouldn't want to share his bed, or, you know, you wouldn't want him, you know, sharing beds with his ex or anything like that. The only thing he should be sharing with his ex is child or children. Okay. And there's no mention of that in this letter. So, other than that, you know, this isn't right. You know this isn't right. You're saying you want to know if that's how we do it nowadays. No, these marriage rules don't change ever. You know in your mind and your heart, and you knew it before you wrote this letter, that this was wrong. So do not be confused, as you said in the letter, about marriage. This is not how we do it these days. He should have cleared all of this up before he married you. And credit is just so personal, you know? I mean, this is a personal situation that he's sharing with someone outside of your marriage. I mean, again, just wrong. And it is your business. It is your business. What is he talking about? This isn't your business. You're married. Your husband's disrespectful. He's disrespectful to you, to the marriage. There's no way you should allow him to talk to you like this, to treat you like this.
Wow.
He's the reason your marriage is falling apart.
Wow.
And that you want to walk away. What's wrong, Tommy?
That's
Come on,
what
nephew.
You got out of that?
That's exactly
yeah.
what I got out of this
That's
letter.
What y'all got out of
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Dead on, Shirley.
I got
Dead
one
on.
Thing to say to this.
What?
Man. How selfish can you be? How selfish can you possibly
yeah.
be? You
yeah.
are the most selfish person I
Come
have
on,
ever
Tommy.
Read in a letter. You can go get yourself. You can go get yourself a new car
yeah.
with her credit.
No.
You don't see the blessing. Do you even realize what you wrote?
No.
You said the lady had excellent credit. We can't find that in everybody.
Credit is everything, Tommy.
Credit is everything.
Yeah, it is.
When you find somebody with good credit, you hold on to them.
Yeah.
Even if the relationship ain't going good, you be like, I got to stay there. He got good credit. You have found somebody with good credit. What they call it, 6 degrees of separation?
Yeah.
You are
yeah.
two people. You're one person away from somebody with good credit. And you trying to throw all this away?
That's a shame.
You
That's
wondering shame. If you should leave? No. You should make these
you are
people
really
happy.
Ignorant.
Invite that
yes,
woman
he is.
Over sometime. Cook
yeah.
dinner for her.
Yeah. This
what?
Is his ex. They were together for 10 years.
I understand that.
Can't
but
you know,
the woman got an 800 credit score. Yeah.
That's more important
yeah. than anything
than how
in
your
the
wife
world.
Feels.
Hey,
than anything
hey.
In the world.
Can she watch the TV she bought?
Come on.
Is it all right for her to look at it every time?
Yeah, she bought everything up in it because if you had to leave, you would be you be leaving with the suitcase you came in with. You and that 500 credits code you got. What?
Come on.
Wow.
You are selfish. You are unbearable. I don't understand you.
Can she ride the lawnmower she purchased?
Hello? You are so disrespectful.
She's disrespectful.
When we get to, matter of fact, when we go to commercial, you call this lady and you apologize.
Tommy,
you have insulted her?
No. This is not how marriage should be, Tommy.
Shirley?
What?
If it's just the two of them, they're just two people with bad credit.
Can she lay down on the sleep number? Okay. Can she get some of that?
That's all I'm saying. She bought it, didn't she?
Yeah.
Huh? Didn't she buy it? How you sit over there with a discovering seal that you got and you've been paying on it and got your credit score down to 5 something sitting over there. You ain't paid Discover in 6 months.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.